around the 57 yarder, where was Mason's comfort line?
Right about there. I mean, you know, Mason, one thing about Mason, he put the ball down, let's kick it, you know. And I think if you talk to Mason, I mean, you know, he's got to hit that. He'd get into a game, you know, where we are in the season. And I think if Mason, you know, had it to do over again, he'd hit it, you know. I mean, snap was a little high, but still, Justin got it down there. And I don't – shoot, you got to have points, and he's got to hit it. Well, we always talk before the game. You know, where's his line at, and you know, you always build a little in there, a yard or two, and with winds, and you know, it changed in the second half. You know, the winds changed a little bit. So Mason's pretty good about knowing where he feels comfortable from.
So, I don't want to treat you like I'm the White House press corner or the president, but you did say right about there. Was his line at 57 or not?
I don't know. I don't go by 57. I go by where what was the
39.
That's where it was.
Okay. I just wanted to be clear.
Dude, see, I can't figure that. There's that 18 yards in there. I want to know line of scrimmage. I don't know how long the kick is. I just go line of scrimmage.
Did the miss extra point that they had at that end affect your thinking at all? I mean, did you see what happened with their kick?
No, I didn't see that, but it wasn't. Wind was not a big factor. It got a little. It changed a little bit in the second half, but you know, he missed it. And, you know, that happens.
What happened on the base mask penalty?
You know, on
Josh Jones.
The guy had was holding him, and as Josh was trying to get away from him, you know, he swung and hit the face mask. I mean, that stuff we can't, you know. You know, and then I could show you three where we about ripped our helmets off. So they see some and they don't see others. But he can't. Obviously, they saw that one, and you know. But the guy was holding him, but he can't. You know, he didn't maliciously grab the face mask. I mean, you have to really slow the film down and blow it up to see it. You know.
You know, Josh has had a pretty fair number of penalties for you guys. I know he's a young guy, but at some point, does that excuse go out the window since that was game 11 for you guys?
Josh is an emotional guy, and once again, it's different. When you're playing out here in space like that, people don't understand it's not like playing on defense. It really isn't. I mean, you know, there's a lot of things going on, and you're right. I mean, and Coach and I talked a little bit about it today. I mean, he needs to – We got to clean him up in the fact that because it's – and it's not been malicious stuff. It's just, you know, because he plays hard, he plays aggressive, which is what you like. But, you know, you keep hoping that, hey, you know, that's got to – he's got to – we got to clean that up.
You know, opening kickoff, it looked like you had Brian Penn right where you want him, right?
Well, the frustrating thing is, I mean, we what we called, what we had in was exactly for that. It was – we had two guys that didn't get exactly where the ball should have been out. It should have been tackled at the 19 or 20 yard line, and you know, those are the things that, you know, as a coach, you pull your hair out. I mean, you it wasn't anything. You know, it's exactly what you expected. It's exactly what you practiced. Exactly what you worked on. You know, and then we didn't execute it, and that's the thing that you know, it's frustrating that, you know. But once again, you got to keep pounding away. It wasn't a big change. It was very little change. It's something we've used in the past on more than one occasion. It's been pretty good for us. Well, yeah, well, no, one guy didn't get – two guys didn't get to where they got to get to. Backside was perfect. Just, I mean, we're making progress. That's the thing about, you know, with the special team stuff. It's a little thing here, a little thing there, you know, the kickoff return. I mean, you know, we're so close. It's just, you know, it's gonna come together. And I keep, you know, it's like last year. You know, about this time last year, we really started – things started gelling for us. And I think that's what happens when you got a bunch of young guys and, you know, they finally, you know – they don't come out the womb covering kicks or returning kicks, and I mean, it's something that, you know. And they have, for the most part, they haven't done it, so it's, you know, it's experience, it's doing it, and you know, it's not as easy as a lot of people think.
Robert, what did you think of the 53-yarder that Justin had? That was a pretty clutch kick right there at the end.
Oh, that was the one punt. That was the one punt that you know, all the other punts in the middle of the field. Even though we had a 46-yard net, which is, you know, we can't punt the ball to that guy in the middle of the field. And you know, I talked to him about it during the game. Before the game, he was hit exactly where we wanted, doing a great job. All week long, he did a great job. But you saw the first return. That's why you can't turn it. You know, and really, our guys, we did it after that. Our guys did a great job of covering for where the ball was. They really did. Now, the one thing he was doing, he was giving us good height, good hang time, and gave us a chance to get down there. But guys like that, you can't put the ball in the middle of the field and give them that opportunity.
Was there anything else that Allison could have done to block that punt?
If we had, once again, there's another thing. I mean, we lined that up. We lined it up in the walkthrough on Sunday, and we lined it up on he needs a bit about two steps closer, tighter. And once again, that's young guys. And 41, Pip, he needs to. That's why you pull your hair out, because you're exactly right. I mean, right, what a big play that could have been, and we felt like we had a chance of getting free, and we did.
That's just strictly alignment.
Yeah, just need to line up a little wider than and we talked about that a couple different times.
What's Dan Mullen up against in Gainesville? You've been there. You know what it's like.
I got my own issues right now. I have no idea. It'll be fun right now. He's undefeated. You better enjoy it.